This is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka. The United States is sending an aircraft carrier group to the Middle East ahead of schedule. This comes after concerns Iran may be planning an attack against American or allied targets. The U.S. military action marked a further step in sharply rising tensions between the Trump administration and the Islamic Republic. Here's Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Monday.
Our objective is to get the Islamic Republic of Iran to behave like a normal nation. When they do that, we will welcome them back. If part of that president said we're happy at the right time, if there's a negotiation that needs to take place, we're happy to engage in that as well.
Israeli journalist Barak Ravid reports the Mossad intelligence agency alerted the U.S. that Iranian elements may be preparing for a strike. China says its negotiators are preparing to travel to the United States for their next round of trade talks this week, despite President Donald Trump's threats of higher tariffs. In his tweet on Sunday, Trump said he would increase tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods from 10% to 25% this Friday. VOA spoke to Phil Levy, senior fellow on the global economy at the Chicago Council on Global Affairs.
It's a threat that he's made before, and he was bluffing. So we've had a deadline that looked very much like this deadline that was for January 1st, one for March 1st, and both of those went by the wayside. This one has a much shorter lead time, and we'll see if he means it.
Pompeo met with his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov on Monday. The meeting comes amid tensions between the two countries over Venezuela, with both top diplomats stressing they do not want foreign military intervention in the country. More international headlines on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. According to Reuters, U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin has denied a leading House opposition Democrat's request for President Trump's tax returns. This denial sets the stage for a lengthy court battle between lawmakers and the Trump administration. Palestinian officials say a ceasefire with Israel has been agreed to by Hamas and Islamic Jihad, reached with the help of Egyptian mediation. So far, the ceasefire seems to be holding. The Palestinian ambassador to the United Nations, Riyad Mansour, says the people in Gaza need protection.
What our people need is not more violence and attacks against them, particularly those in Gaza. They have been living a miserable life as a result of the blockade for more than 12 years. What they need is lifting the blockade.
Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Monday said that a ceasefire deal reached between Israel and Hamas was not the end of the campaign. Netanyahu said he has instructed the military to be prepared going forward with tanks and artillery forces around the Gaza Strip. An exchange of rocket fire and airstrikes has killed 4 Israeli civilians and at least 20 Palestinians since Friday. These are the first Israeli civilian deaths from cross-border fighting since 2014. Reuters says at least 58 people were killed in Niger when an overturned fuel tanker from which they were siphoning gasoline exploded, the government making the statement on Monday. The incident happened late Sunday. Thousands of Czechs filled the center of Prague and other cities for a second week in a row on Monday. They were protesting against the appointment of a new justice minister who they fear could meddle with a criminal case involving the prime minister. Protesters say they are worried she will try to protect Prime Minister Andrej Babiš, who potentially faces a fraud trial. President Trump awarded golfer Tiger Woods the Presidential Medal of Freedom Monday, saying at the ceremony at the White House, Woods exemplifies excellence and has inspired people all over to play golf.
Tiger Woods is a global symbol of American excellence, devotion, and drive.
Woods won the Masters at Augusta National Golf Club last month, ending an 11-year major championship drought. The dramatic victory capped a years-long comeback from injuries and drama in his personal life, including an arrest 2 years ago for driving under the influence. With 81 PGA Tour victories, Woods is one shy of Sam Snead's all-time record. I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.